The Democratic Alliance sent out a media statement earlier today in the name of the leader, John Steenhuisen. President Ramaphosa's solemn assurance that the government has been negotiating for the supply of COVID-19 vaccines for the past 6 months is fast being unmasked as a damage control lie. The latest exposure of this lie comes in the form of a recorded phone conversation between a Pfizer employee and a Northern Cape businessman. And the news medium where that recorded phone conversation was first revealed is News 24, and the work was done by their investigative journalist, Kyle Cowan. Kyle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me.
What is said in that phone call?
Quite a lot, but the key parts and which we've decided to focus on for now is the Pfizer employee tells the businessman that after an initial meeting in July last year, health department officials were non-responsive to requests to meet with Pfizer, and that Pfizer chased them for months and months. And only towards late last year did health officials start showing a real urgency and seriousness and focus in these negotiations to secure vaccines.
And you know the identity of the Pfizer employee, and you know the identity of the Northern Cape businessman. Is the Pfizer employee senior enough for you to place a significant amount of trust in the picture that he paints?
Almost certainly, John. We managed to very quickly verify the authenticity of the recording. We also spoke to the businessman who had actually recorded the conversation, Mr. Freeman Bengu. And we were able to essentially, based on some of the other reporting that we've already done, you know, sort of confirm key details in those discussions that we already knew, which also led me to believe that the discussion was authentic, which led to us obviously publishing the story. But crucially, we have withheld the name of the Pfizer employee because there's a genuine fear of reprisals, not only from Pfizer, but also from health department officials.
So that Pfizer employee is senior enough in the organization to either have been part of or very close to accurate reflections of engagements between Pfizer and the government.
Correct, but unfortunately saying any more than that from my side.
Yeah, no, I'm not asking for the person's name. Yeah. I'm just a little nervous that maybe you might have to retract because it turns out that this is just somebody flying a kite.
Almost certainly not.
Okay. And why would this person have been sharing this with Mr. Bengu? What was the purpose of that? What did the person – are they just close friends maybe and you're just talking to a mate about how frustrating your bloody day at the bloody office has been? Or was there another purpose to that?
So my understanding, John, is that the conversation was deemed to be confidential and that Mr. Bengu had approached Pfizer in South Africa with an eye on gaining more information to try and understand whether there is a case to be made before the courts to try and gain, you know, private sector access to vaccines, to vaccine procurement. My understanding is that the employee was under the impression and it was actually given the assurance that the conversation was completely confidential and would not be used in any manner. And, of course, it was then subsequently leaked to us, which now means the conversation was no longer confidential.
And as you intimated earlier in our conversation, this fits in with a broad pattern of reporting which suggests that government is being economical with the truth when it presents to us the scenario that they have been trying long and hard to negotiate with various max vaccine manufacturers to get vaccines to us, because the accusation is that they put all of their eggs into the COVAX basket and only very late in December realized, whoops, that's not going to be enough. We need to do more.
Well, almost certainly from September, they started engaging with various vaccine manufacturers. And the health department's point of view is that that does not constitute, discussion starting too late. In my personal view, and in the view of some of the experts I've spoken to, September was too late for these discussions to start. And what it has led to effectively is the health department is on the back foot trying to essentially push companies like Pfizer into deals to obtain relatively significant amount of vaccines long after many other countries and governments have secured deals with these companies, which means that there is now a limited supply. There's a limited pot left. And the health department's response to that is, oh, well, it's vaccine nationalism, which certainly played a role. But the argument has been consistently, if you started earlier, if you were on, you know, at the negotiating table with your chips on the table a little bit earlier, then perhaps we wouldn't be sitting in a situation where the best we can hope for is 1.5 million doses from the Serum Institute of India, which will cover not all of our healthcare workers, but at least some.
And I got a question earlier. Why do we not know when, what date the first vaccines will arrive? And I didn't know how to answer that. Do you have some idea?
So the health minister has given us some timelines previously, and he has said that specifically the 1.5 million doses from the Serum Institute, a million of those doses will be arriving before the end of January and a further 500,000 towards the end of February. In terms of COVAX, you know, there is uncertainty about the delivery.
So they're not exact dates. They're vague dates.
Yeah, they are vague dates. And obviously we've been asking for purer information. And in fact, some of my reporting from the weekend suggested that the health minister's timeline was a bit unrealistic because there's a permit called a genetically modified organisms permit that has to be applied for this AstraZeneca vaccine that's coming from the Serum Institute. And by law, they have to provide for a 30-day public input period before that permit can be approved. Now, it's unclear whether they're seeking to waive that requirement or what's going on because they're just refusing to explain anything to us. But today, the health minister was in Limpopo again saying that, you know, the vaccines will arrive in a few days' time and then we'll start administering them. To my knowledge, no regulatory body in South Africa has approved the AstraZeneca vaccine to be distributed.
Kyle Cowan, investigative journalist with News 24. It's not a pretty picture. It really, really is not. I know that they are vaccine hesitant, vaccine skeptical, vaccine cautious, some of them for understandable reasons, other than for ridiculous, entirely impenetrable, rubbish reasons. But, you know, for those who want a vaccination, who want the elderly and the health workers and those with comorbidities and the teachers and whoever your particular focus is on to be vaccinated, this kind of thing is not comfortable to hear, not at all.